The Carey Brothers on the house, on the road. It's the Air King exhibit at the Pacific Coast Builders Conference, the latest and greatest in building products and technology. And here's a new one for you.
This is an interesting one.
I like this.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a ventilation product that replaces standard foundation vents. Those are the vents that are cut in at exterior walls to allow air infiltration
into the crawl space.
Yes. That's right.
And that's the one that everybody says, should we block that during the winter?
Yeah, and they say, you know, it's unsightly, and they say, oh, water can get in, and cats can get in, and pests, and that sort of thing. Well, the Jodo vent system really is an innovative way of eliminating the majority of those vents. Perhaps not all of them, depending upon the configuration, but the majority of those, so that you can have less potential damage from water migration and at the same time not allow raccoons and other pests to get into your crawl space.
Let me give you yes. an analogy. If you look at the overhangs of a roof,
yes.
you'll see a vent every once in a while.
Yes.
Sometimes you'll see a soffit board on there. So it's a flat surface.
With the continuous.
And then you see this continuous vent strip.
Great comparison.
This product likens to the continuous vent strip, only this one sits on top of the concrete foundation and immediately underneath the mud sill.
Correct.
And it continues, if I've got this correct.
Yes.
Continues around the entire property.
Yeah. Around the perimeter of the crawl space. Yes. Right. So you get a complete airflow cross ventilation of the crawl space. Yes.
That's wonderful. And the gentleman speaking is Mark Cron. Did you invent the product?
No, I did not. This is coming in from Japan. They've used this in Japan for over 40 years.
I'll be darned.
This is their standard for venting of crawl space ventilation in Japan.
And this is not compressed, so that when you lay it on top of the foundation and then you put your mud sill on top of the Jodo vent and then you bolt the sole plate, or the sill plate, I should say, does not compress the Jodo vent, and it meets all codes.
Yes, it does meet all
for
codes.
For compressive strength and also for upward.
Your sill plate is going to be made out of either a Doug Fir's hemlock or a SPF. That usually will crush at somewhere around 600 pounds per square inch, or your hemlock about 400 pounds. This vent has been tested up to 1,500 pounds per square inch, so your sill plate is going to crush way before this vent even begins to move.
Now, I mentioned a couple of issues, raccoons and vermin and, you know, cats and other things that the vents invariably get damaged and broken.
Yes.
And, of course, wind-driven rain and sprinklers causing damage to framing members. But beyond that, and that's a lot, there's an appearance value that goes along with this system, in contrast to, you know, all the foundation vents. That architects are specifying this because it eliminates that visual obstruction.
Yes, much more. We've had a lot of architects that like this because they're getting away from those vent boxes, and then they don't have to hide them with plants or shrubs in the front and that. So then now they can put this down. They can put it all the way around. We've got a nice, clean architectural look with our flashing that finishes it off. It off at the bottom of the siding, so it gives you a good, clean look.
And if you do need to add the traditional box vent or foundation vent, you can do it at locations that aren't quite as visible, potentially.
Right.
So that it can be a hybrid system that utilizes traditional venting along with this new innovative foundation.
That is correct. I have a house in Kirkland, Washington, just outside of Seattle I've just done. And the homeowner had originally 25 boxes around his foundation.
I'll be darned.
And he came back and said, I do not want to do this.
Yeah.
So then I talked to the builder. We talked about it. And we ended up putting our vent in. And then we added two extra boxes in the back. He says,
done.
I'm okay. And I'm done. I reach my ratio.
Here's the best thing about this. The screens for most foundation venting are 1/4 inch.
Yes.
The ports for this
eighth inch
system are 1/8 inch. And they're steel rather than a lightweight wire mesh.
Right.
So this is structurally much more apt to keep things out.
Mark, how may our audience get more information on the Jodo vent system?
Okay, I'm out of Interra USA, in Seattle, Washington. And you can either contact me at CronM, C-R-O-N-M, at InterraUSA.com.
Is there a website that they
can
visit?
Yes, we can go to Johto USA, and you can Google us in that. You can find us there as well.
JohtoUSA.com,
yes.
Okay, wonderful. Yes. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you,
all
guys.
Right, thank you.
Well, that's a wrap for this hour. Don't forget to go to our website at onthehouse.com for a recap of our visit to the Pacific Coast Builders Conference.
On the House with the Carey Brothers is a presentation of On the House Media.